All right, y'all. So I've been meaning to make this video. I still got a couple more videos I'm going to do for South by Southwest. These are our top five movies we watched at South by Southwest. And we watched a total of 12 movies. So I'll definitely make a list of all of them. But we also did a lot of the interactions, including Fallout and some of Audible. And there was also the music. And some of the music there was awesome, honestly. There was a lot of great bands and a lot of great musicians. And I want to make a whole video talking about that. That's going to be like a whole vlog-esque video of all the footage I got over there and me just talking over that. That'll be out sometime in the week, so stay tuned for that if you want more of that. But also, I want to let you know we are working on our short film and currently trying to get funding for it. So if you can help in any way, linked below, and anything goes a long way, even a share. Almost at 30k subscribers as well, so let's get to it. Less than 2,000 to go. But let's talk about our top five films at South by Southwest. So like I said, we watched a couple of these movies, and some of the movies we were so anticipating we didn't get in, including The Fall Guy, but we were able to get into the after party for The Fall Guy, which is something that's interesting. A lot of the times in South by Southwest, it's kind of hard to get into stuff, especially because there's no P&I screenings. We're going in as press to this, and Sundance has press and industry screenings, so you're able to see pretty much anything you want to. This year, it was a little bit tricky, especially with some big titles like Love Lies Bleeding, but I'll make a whole video about festivals and all of that, talking about best way to tackle them. But let me tell you, South by Southwest is one of those festivals that it is insanity once you're there waiting in those lines for the movies. They can stretch blocks, and you're there sometimes for an hour, two, and apparently this time 3 hours, some people, which I was just like, I'm not standing 3 hours in a line. But let me tell you, you know what? I should save this for the whole vlog video where I'm talking about my South by Southwest experience. But let's talk about my top five movies at South by Southwest, starting with number five, Cuckoo. And this was just a huge surprise for me. I thought I was going to come out of South by Southwest having Cuckoo as my number one film. It was my most anticipated for sure. I was yapping and yapping about it. Y'all saw it here, whether you watched me on YouTube or the other places. Y'all heard me talking about Cuckoo. I said, this one's it. This one's going to be the one. And I sat there and watched Cuckoo, and I just thought to myself, what just happened? So, little backstory on it, we just had come out of Civil War, and I was mind blown, which I'll talk about that movie in a bit. But I was very much so like hyped. I was ready. But then we had to quickly run out, get back in line, because Cuckoo was right around the corner. It was like 30, 40 minutes right before Cuckoo started. And it was in the same theater. So we were pretty much able to just run out and get back in line. And I sat there, and we saw Hunter Schafer, we saw Dan Stevens, we saw Tillman Singer come out and introduce the movie. Tillman Singer got the crowd roaring by saying, let's get Cuckoo at the end. And that's one thing about the Paramount. It can be a good thing and a bad thing, but that crowd does not stop. And so Cuckoo starts, and immediately I was like, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. And I talk about it in my review and stuff. This felt like a film trying to be two different things and ultimately doesn't become anything for me. I still enjoy what I was able to accomplish in an aesthetic style. I think Hunter Schafer and Dan Stevens are great in it. And at times they feel like they're in two different movies, but when they clash together, it kind of works. And I think for the most part, it's a film that has a pretty cool edge to it, but I don't know if the horror is there, and I know a lot of people are expecting the horror, but to me, completely absent. This was something else entirely, but that's just how I felt about it. But it was a number five. It still made it above a lot of the other movies I watched. At number four, we have Things Will Be Different. This is one of the other films that I just read about it, the synopsis and stuff, and I was intrigued from it. So this is what the synopsis reads. In order to escape the police after a robbery, two estranged siblings lay low in a metaphysical farmhouse that hides them away in a different time. There they reckon with a mysterious force that pushes their familial bonds to unnatural breaking points. And so this was one of the films that we actually got the chance to check out at the Alamo, which is the same Alamo with Fantastic Fest. And all I can think whenever I'm at South by Southwest and we go to the Alamo in South Lamar is, my goodness, how many more days for Fantastic Fest? Honestly, I think that's probably my favorite festival. And so we went there, we sat down. It was, I think, the first showing we're going to watch of the day. And it was pretty early. And, you know, I think it was the day after we had watched Monkey Man, so we were pretty tired after that. Sat down, and just immediately this film transports you, and I really enjoyed about it. It is a low-budget sci-fi film, and it's still done so well. It feels so rich. It feels complete to me, honestly. And there's one specific scene in this where it just feels so different and grand. There is just the music that's playing, the cinematography, the way it's edited. It is just something that I was just ingrained into my brain. I'm still thinking about it right now. And I really enjoyed how the story progressed as well. And it does leave you wondering what's going to happen next. And it leaves you guessing till the very end. And that's how I felt. I love when a movie has me guessing and still I get it wrong. I love that. So that came in number four for me. Number three is We Were Dangerous. This was actually, I believe, the first film of the festival we watched. And I was going to watch Azrael. By the way, I did not watch Azrael at all, which was a huge bummer and very sad. Very, very sad news. But this was one of the films that I had no clue what it was about, because when we got there and we said, oh, I'm going to go watch Azrael. And they said, stop. You're not watching Azrael. There's no more tickets for it. I was just like, oh. So I just said, okay, we'll watch this. I just saw We Were Dangerous. And I don't know, it sounded interesting. And it was very much so one of those films that I think is becoming, for me, I always have this at a festival. There's one or two films that I do not have on my radar at all. I did not have the intention of watching. And then through whatever happened, scheduling and all of that, and I can't watch something, then I watch this. And this is that movie this year, because I really enjoyed We Were Dangerous. I thought that this film was well done. I think that the whole thing about this movie. So let's read the synopsis for We Were Dangerous. Nellie and Daisy attempt to escape the institution for delinquent girls in 1954 New Zealand. However, not only are they caught, it triggers a relocation to a facility on a remote island. The duo become a trio as well-to-do Lou joins them. And life on the island takes shape under the command of devout Matron. The trio rail against the system, dubious of the benevolence of the Bible, and taking refuge in their blossoming friendship. It's hard to reform girls who don't believe they need reforming. However, a sense of doom settles in when experimental forms of punishment take place in the dead of night. Nellie and Daisy plot rebellion, but unexpectedly find themselves at odds with Lou, who is afraid to break the rules. So this film, I thought, did a great job at some parts of really showcasing sort of this innocence that's happening with these girls who are there against their will, and they really don't feel they need reforming. And at the same time, it's showcasing just how evil and dark these practices are. Darkness that religion can be as well. And I really think that this movie was so well done. There are some aspects of it that I think could have improved. I think it's not able to really find its tone, and it does find a footing by the end of it, and it really does deliver an impactful blow. But I think it was those moments where it was not sure how to be or what to do that really kind of didn't have it be higher in my list, because I think that there is such a well-made movie here, but I think a little bit more polishing and this would have just been excellent, honestly. But I still recommend it 100%. I have a full review coming out for that next week. Number two on my list is going to be Monkey Man, which was one of the most craziest experiences, honestly, because I had gone to South by last year. I had gone to go see Evil Dead Rise, which was one of the most anticipated films of last year for South by. And honestly, that line, you didn't really have to wait more than probably 2 hours from my experience. And so I went to South by this year. Monkey Man was the first movie at the Paramount, which is the big theater where all the big screenings happen, the red carpet, all of that. And by the way, we actually went to a pre-reception for Monkey Man that day, and they had this amazing Indian food, but more on that in my South by Southwest recap blog, all of that. And so we make it into the line, and I was just blown away, because we kept going down and down and down and down, and I was like, when is this line going to end? And we make it towards the end, and I was just like, there's no way. There's no way we're getting in for this. And then they started giving you these tickets, and these are the tickets you use to go in, and there's like a green ticket, and then there's like a red ticket, and the red ticket's like, iffy, you might get in, you might not. And I get the red ticket, and I'm just like, man, we just waited here for almost 2 hours. It was like an hour and a half, but we might not even get in. So we are just there waiting, sitting, and then they start letting people in slowly and slowly. And then once we start making it towards the front door, I'm like, yes. Deb Patel, we have Jordan Peele coming out to introduce the film. And this is a movie that I think is going to pretty much redefine some of the action genre, because there are some moments here that are so kinetic, they are so in your face, and it is done so well. And I really enjoyed the music in this that Deb Patel uses as well. And there is one moment where they use a metal song that I am forever just thinking about, and I'm ready to see it again when the movie comes out next week. But I think that Dev Patel, for a first feature and all of that, has really crafted something beautiful and interesting with all of their culture sort of infused in here. And Dev Patel talked about it during the talk at South by Southwest during one of the conference the next day, which we actually got to go see live. And they said that they just wanted to put so much into it in case they were never able to make another movie. They just wanted all to be in there, and I definitely applaud them for that. I will say, however, that Monkey Man does have its flaws, and there are moments where I think that it sort of loses its steam and it goes into some territory and then it tries to find itself again, and it's a little bit lost to me sometimes. But I think its final act is definitely where it shines, and that underground ring fighting area is just going to be one of the most, I believe, legendary and impactful moments of the film for sure. So really love Monkey Man, and I can't wait to check it out. So much intensity, so much of this that I love. And that comes to number one now, which is Civil War. And this, I will tell you, was my least anticipated film. I honestly didn't know what to think about Civil War. When I first saw the trailers and everything, I was like, ah, I don't want to watch that like that. You know, like, I'll watch it, whatever. And then I go to the screening for this, and luckily I was able to have like a ticket that the studio or the PR give you, and you're able to just go in and before anybody else. It's like a white ticket. Like, that white ticket gets you pretty much first access into the building. And we went in there. And by the way, the Paramount popcorn that Hulu gave, beautiful, delicious. I ate so many of those. So got my popcorn, got seated, and I was like, whatever, this is not going to be great. And let me tell you, I really love Alex Garland. I love Ex Machina. I love Annihilation. Men, I have not watched because y'all scared me, and I'm not sure when I'm going to watch it, but maybe I'll give it a chance now because Civil War is now number one on my list for South by Southwest, and currently at number two right behind Dune for the year. Well, actually, no, scratch that. It's I Saw the TV Glow, then it's Dune 2, and then it's Civil War for the year for me right now, top three. And so this movie plays, they introduce it, Kaylee Spaney's there, you have Alex Garland, of course, you have Kirsten Dunst, Wagner Mora, and I was just there, okay, let's see what we got here. Movie plays, and let me tell you, sound design on another level. First shot you hear in this pulsates, it just hits you, and there's something about it, I don't know if it's a Dolby Surround or whatever, but it's just something that's so impactful, and I was like, this is what we're getting. And film plays, everything. I'll talk more about it in a couple of weeks when it releases. I'll talk spoilers and all that. I was about to give spoilers, but we'll talk about it once it releases. This is a movie that is just so captivating from beginning to end. And it's unlike anything we've seen, I think, of this genre. And I know there's other films that tackle journalism, photographers and things like that, but this is another way of capturing that I don't think we've seen. It's a road trip movie, it's a war movie, it's a movie about sort of growth, and I really, really enjoyed it so much because I was here thinking Alex Garland has no business telling us here in the United States about the politics and everything going on, and no, Alex Garland says, I'm going to give you something different. And that's exactly what happens here. Regardless of what Alex Garland said in interviews or whatever, and whatever he thinks after the film premiered and all that, whatever. I saw the movie. The movie is what I'm basing this on. I'm not basing it on his comments or any of that. And I really love the movie. I think the movie is a masterpiece. I'll say it and I'll say it again. Ridiculed or not online and all of that, I'll say it. I said it. It's a masterpiece to me. It's a movie about humans dealing with this very ill-fated, like, fate that they have here that is just so horrible, and how they are going to continue on living. And that's all that I needed from this movie. I don't need Alex Garland to give me politics of the United States. I don't need Alex Garland to tell me this side or whatever, what have you. I just wanted a movie that was about humans dealing with this horrible act that has now happened in their nation. And that's what Civil War is. 5 out of 5. Overall, there were so many other movies that we watched. We'll talk more about them as we make our South by Southwest long vlog as video. So stay tuned for that. And I'll show you all the other stuff. And I'll probably make separate videos for like the Fallout thing and the Audible and all of that, because I think they deserve their own videos. So stay tuned for that. But let me know what you think about my top 5. And if you are excited for any of these movies, I don't know release date just yet for We Were Dangerous or Things Will Be Different, but Cuckoo should be coming out May 3rd. Monkey Man should be coming out next week, April 5th. And Civil War will come out the week after April 12th. So make sure you check those out. I already have reviews for all of these movies except We Were Dangerous and Things Will Be Different. I'll be making those next week. But the other ones, you can go check it out. And as soon as they release, we'll have spoiler reviews and talks and the explains, all that good stuff. So stay tuned for all that. But as always, that's going to do it for me. Pretty long video, but just wanted to go over my South by Southwest experience and give you my top five of the movies I watched. And yeah, stay tuned for more. As I said, we are funding our own short film right now, so go check it out in the link below. Really would appreciate any help, any share, all of that goes a long way. And as always, we're so close to 30k, 2000 about to get to that, so let's get to it. And I'll see you next time. Stay safe, stay positive.